where we normally see killer whales or orcas. The resident community we have around here, the southern resident community we have around here, is made up of three pods. We have J-pod, K-pod, and L-pod. A pod is a family grouping of whales, so whales can't just randomly move from pod to pod. They have to be born into that pod. J-pod has about 23 members. L-pod is about 40 members, and K-pod, I believe, is about 20 members. They are able to communicate with each other through vocalizations. They don't actually have vocal cords, so they make sounds through their blowhole. Each pod has a different dialect, so a dialect is basically an accent. So that's how they identify members of different pods. And during mating season, the killer whale males have to actually leave the pod that they were born into and find a mate in a different pod to avoid inbreeding. And they can tell who is the most genetically distinct from them based on how different their vocalizations are. A porpoise is a smaller version of a dolphin. They have different physical attributes. A porpoise has spade-shaped teeth. A dolphin has cone-shaped teeth. A porpoise also has a more prominent beak than a dolphin. You can see seals. When you see them in the water, they're normally just a little head that peeks out to see what's going on. Most of the time, we'll approach seal haulouts. A seal haulout is a little outcropping of land that these animals come onto to rest. They do spend about 65% of their time hunting, so the rest of that time, when they're on that haulout, they've come to rest. They need to warm up, dry off a little bit. Seals are part of a group of marine mammals that are known as pinnipeds, so that literally translates into flipper foot. So they have little flippers, pectoral flippers at the side of their body that they use for steering. Seals are one of the only marine mammals in the pinniped group that when they're born they can swim right away. And the reason why that is because seals have a very, very short period of time that they actually spend with their mother. So they don't have a lot of time to learn things. So if you come out being able to swim, it kind of speeds up your maturing process. The sea lions, when they do come up here in the fall and the spring, they come up here to feed on an oily fish that's called the ulikan. There's actually only the males that come up. The males come up here because they need to get really, really fat so that when they head back down south to the breeding grounds in the summer, they don't have to eat. They don't eat because they have to maintain a harem of females. They sometimes have up to 100 females in their harem. Sea lions are also pinnipeds, only they have pectoral flippers that are quite large. You can see minke whales around here. Minke whales are a type of baleen whale. So they don't have teeth. They have a straw-like material that hangs down the side of their mouth to filter plankton out of the water. We're actually in the path of the migration route for the gray and humpback whales. They go down south to breed, and then they swim up to Alaska to the feeding grounds in the summer. So at certain times of the year, you can actually see them migrating up along the coast of BC. The bald eagle is a bird of prey. So a bird of prey are characterized by having a massive beak and talons that are really strong at capturing prey. How the bald eagle will go down and capture its prey is it swoops along the surface of the ocean and then it grasps the salmon in its talons and then it'll take it back to the rocks to feed on it. Adult bald eagles are the form of bald eagle that people are most familiar with because they have the white heads, but when they're juveniles, they're completely brown. They have a pretty distinct call, sounds like a rusty wheel turning, and they grow, I think, to be about 36 inches tall.